was it just bread? Or did they... No, they did the cakes.
They did cakes. Mm, different things like that.
Yes.
Used to do those, like, Wednesday and Thursday. And they used to make all kinds of different kinds of loaves.
Yes.
Like when they had tea fights here, or like, you know, it was anniversaries or chapel school treats or anything like that. They used to make the flat, big flat loaves, and you could cut them tea cakes.
Oh, I know, yes. Like your Yorkshire ones.
Yes. Flat.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so really.
Yes.
It used to be lovely. In fact, they sent bread to London.
Oh, right. How would they have done that? By horse and cart?
Oh, no, by post.
By train. By post?
By post.
Oh.
Penny stamp then.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And people used to come along and smell bread. When it was drawn out of the oven, it used to be a lovely smell, you know. And they used to go in and see if they could buy a loaf. Mm. Visitors, perhaps, from somewhere or other. Of course, there weren't many cars about then.
Yeah.
It was either bicycles or something or other like that.
What time about would the bread go in?
It would be in an hour.
And if he started work at 5, this would go in about, what, 7?
Oh, bit later than that, because there were so many things that you had to do. It was usually out about 9:30.
It came out at 9:30, so it would have gone in somewhere.
The clock.
Just gone 8.
The clock, yes, but I think the clock that's set in the photograph is set for the second baking, because if he was out delivering anywhere and couldn't get back, he used to set the clock, and I'd know if he wasn't come back to go down and take the
next
door Sunday. Down, let the steam out, and probably start taking it out.
That would, so he would take one lot of bread out and then put another lot of bread in.
While that was cooking, he'd mix up another, perhaps half sack or sack, ready for another. Some days it was half a sack, some days it was another sack.
Depending on whether it was the weekend coming up.
Yes, depends on what the time of the week was.